Hello from the members of Royce City Methodist Church. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you're blessed by this message today. You're invited to join us for worship anytime. You can learn more about our worship options, locations, and how to get plugged into the life of our church by visiting our website, roycitymethodist.life. Today, we hear from our senior pastor, Reverend Chris Everson. May God bless you as you listen to his word proclaimed.
You know, I want to say thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you who are here today, and especially thank you to those who were on watch last week as Trace and I, we were off checking off baseball stadiums 20 and 21 out in California. One was good, one was not good because the Rangers just got eviscerated by the Angels, but we were not going to talk more about that. But I wanted to bring that up because this is what the body of Christ is about. Yes, I am the senior pastor of Royce City Methodist Church, but I'm not the church. I'm a part of the church. I make part of the church go, but you are the church. And thankful for Pastor Doretha's sermon last week. We had some technical difficulties, so unfortunately I didn't get to hear it. But as people were asking me and worried about the live stream and all that type of stuff, I said, you know what? I still know the gospel was proclaimed. The good news of Jesus Christ was proclaimed, because I know Pastor Doretha does that, you know, and the rest of the staff, Michelle, Lindsay, Wanda, and all the volunteers and everything that make things happen. Church goes on. Church goes on, and that is a testament to you, but is more importantly is a testament of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and how he emboldens us to be in ministry, to share the good news of Jesus Christ to each other, to our community, and to our world. So as we prepare to hear God's word, I invite you to join with me in a prayer of confession, which you'll find, the prayer of consecration, that you'll find printed on the screen. Let us pray together. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O holy and loving God, we come to you because we know we need you. Every single hour of our day, we turn our eyes towards you and ask you to guide us and lead us as we continue to faithfully walk in this world. As we hear the beginning of this series, and as we take a look at scripture that is important to members of our congregation, we pray that you allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of each heart here be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. So this is the second year that we've done this, beginning of 2025, actually in 2024, the daily devotional that I read and listen to called the Wake-Up Call. The gentleman who started that, J.D. Walt, gave a challenge that I offered to the congregation to come up with a word from God's scripture that will be your word for that upcoming year. And we did it last year, and we preached a sermon series on that, and we did it again this year in 2026, and we have those scriptures that you have picked over on this board right here. We have 29 scriptures over there. If you still want to find a scripture that you can hold on to for the rest of this year, I challenge you to do it, to have it be a part of who you are. I have it actually written on a post-it or an index card that I keep in my Bible. So every single time that I'm looking in my Bible, I'm reminded about where I feel like God's word for me is in this year. And that word is this, from Lamentations 3, verses 25 and 26. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. I read that scripture and it brings me comfort when times get hard. And we all know that we have been going through some hard times, that things have not been how we would have liked them to be or how we want them to be. But the promise is, as I keep my hope in God, I know that He is with me. That sometimes I have to be quiet. Sometimes I have to stop and listen for God in the day-to-day activities that are around me. And I see God show up in multiple ways. And I'm thankful that I see God show up in you in multiple ways. So the next 6 weeks, we are going to be going over seven of the different passages that you have lifted up. And today I went with two passages instead of one. And the main reason why I went with two passages is because there is a theme that goes around these two specific passages. And I think each person who left these passages, they put the word renew or circled the word renew in the scripture because they saw that this is a time of renewal for them. And I want to say also, this is a time of renewal for Royce City Methodist Church. And I am thankful that this is a time of renewal because, y'all, life is hard. Life is difficult. I thought about whether or not I would say something about it. I feel led that I need to say something about this because y'all know that May the 28th is an anniversary for our church. And that was the day that we lost our historic sanctuary there on the corner of Highway 66 and Josephine. I know one of our families put a little note out on the property that I see out there, and it gives me thanks because I know what that note says about how the sanctuary was an important part of the life of our church, but it wasn't the church. The people who gathered in that space, who are the people that are gathered in this room right here, we are the church, and the church moves on. And while we want an answer 2 years ago of what's going to happen next, we don't have it. So that causes us to be weary. It causes us to be tired, physically, spiritually, emotionally, wondering what is going to happen next, especially when we hear people upset and worried and wondering. But we know that God renews us daily. It got me to think about, especially with one of our passages, the people of Isaiah's time. If you're familiar with that story, they were in exile. And they too thought that God may have left them or that God was no longer with them. And Isaiah comes back and Isaiah has some pretty harsh words for the people of Israel who were exiled at the time. But Isaiah also has words that give strength and comfort to the people in exile. And one is our first passage for the day is Isaiah 40:31. Where we hear these comforting words for those whose hope is in the Lord will what? Renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah was reminding them, yes, you are going through some really difficult, hard, and trying times right now, but when you have your hope in the Lord, He will renew your strength. Several years later, a guy by the name of John is on the island of Patmos, and he has these visions, and he's writing to churches in Asia who are going through difficult times, through trials, through persecutions, through just uncertainty. And he has this vision of God sitting on the throne. And he shares these words with them in Revelation 21, verse 5. He who is seated on the throne says, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. What John is saying, what John is describing for the people is that in their uncertainty, God is speaking to them. And the word that God is speaking to them is that the God who renews us today is the God who will continue to renew us as we move forward in Him. I don't know about you, but those words give me comfort, especially when I'm uncertain about what my next steps are going to be, or I'm wondering exactly how I am going to make it through the next day, that God renews me, strengthens me, and calls me to put my full trust in Him so that I could live a renewed life through Jesus. See, my friends, we have to understand and realize that God gives us strength for today's journey. I was heartbroken when Angela told me about the passing of Ashton's dad. You know, I just can't imagine what's going through his mind right now. But I do know that there is a community around him and his entire family that will help lift them up during this difficult time. And I know he's not the only one that's going through a difficult time. David went through some difficult times in his life and ministry, and he came to write these words from Psalm 46:1, that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. If you're looking for a word to carry with you for the rest of 2026, may I suggest this one? That we know that God's refuge and strength is not distant. It's not something that is far away, but it is right here and right now for us to grab onto and to live in the midst of the struggles that we may have in our lives. Second promise that we hold on to is that God is not finished. I think sometimes we want God to be done just like that. And I tell you, if God was done just like that with my life, it would be the most unkept, unholy, unpretty life. And I am glad that God continues to work in my life to make me new each and every day. Paul knew what this meant as he was writing through the Philippians. And he said, being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Take a look and see what that passage is actually saying. Is he saying that the work has been completed? No. But the confidence that Paul is sharing with the Philippians and shares with us, that God has already started a good work in each and every one of you today. And just because he started that good work doesn't mean he said, okay, well, there you go, we're done. No. God continues to build in us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to lead us, so that we know that the current chapter that we are on is not the final chapter. But there is more to be written in the story, and what is being written is a story of redemption, a story of hope, a story of love. It's a story that lets us know that God is not finished with us yet. And I'm thankful that God continues to move in my life. The final thing that I wanted to lift up is that God's strength that we receive today comes from the future that God promised. See, the people of Isaiah and the people of Revelation, They knew their story. They knew what was going on in their lives. But God knew from the end what was going to happen for them at that point. And that same word is for us today. That because God knows the end of the story, we know that our next days are taken care of. That God will walk with us, God will lead us, and God will help us to move forward even in the midst of uncertainty and of trial. In Romans 8:18, Paul wrote these words to the Romans, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." The sufferings that we have today, my friends, not to try to make them less than what they really are, because they are true, they are there, they are real, we have to deal with them, but the glory that God reveals in the midst of our suffering is something that is brightens up our lives so that we can be a reflection of His love and grace for others. Our board chair, Pam Davis, sends me every once in a while prayer messages that she receives on Facebook, that she sees on Facebook. And she sent me one, I believe this was on yesterday. Today's the 31st, so yeah, it was yesterday that she sent this to me. And I wanted to share it with you because it helps me to see how God is renewing us for this journey. This is from a page called Spiritual Inspiration Ministries. And the prayer is this. God is saying to you today, something big is coming your way. The season you have been walking through has not been wasted. Every lesson, every delay, every closed door, and every challenge has been preparing you for what is ahead. Do not let discouragement convince you that nothing is changing. I, and this is God speaking to us, have been working behind the scenes, aligning the right people, opening the right doors, and preparing opportunities you cannot yet see. What is coming will be greater than what you lost, greater than what tried to stop you, and greater than you imagine. Stay faithful in this season and keep your expectations high. The enemy would not be fighting you so hard if there was not something valuable ahead. Keep moving forward. Keep praying. And keep trusting me. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. Something big is coming your way, and it will remind you that I have been with you every step of the journey. I don't know about you, but when I hear those words, it renews my spirit. The first time I read that post, that when Pam sent it to me, I go, yes, I feel the Spirit of God in me saying, one more step. Take one more step. Don't fall back. Don't fall away. Don't think that what is going on is a waste of time or an inconvenience, or you can keep building different words there. But no, it is God working in and through each and every one of us so that His glory may be revealed in us as we are fully renewed in Him. There's a scripture that I like to use at funerals a lot, and recently had a service that I did, and I used this passage as I was talking with the family about the loved one who has passed, and shared this passage with them, and they wanted it read at his service.
And I thought it would be a good passage for us to conclude on today. It is from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39, where Paul writes, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isaiah 40:31, Revelation 21:5 gives us these words to remind us that God continues to renew all of creation around us. And God continues to renew each and every one of us as we continue into this journey of faith, whether we're 2 years old or whether we are 82 years old. God wants to renew us daily and to allow the promises that we receive through Christ our Savior, we help others to discover the renewing power of the love and grace of Jesus Christ so that they can take one step in front of the other and be a testimony and witness of God's love and grace for others. Let us pray. Dear God, this Sunday we pray for renewal. We pray that you take what you have done in our lives and renew it so that we may see your glory shine in us, in our church, and in our community. As we look through Scripture, we see people who were worried about the future. At times, they didn't know what was next for them. And God, we can say that the same for us, but we can say that is the same thing for everyone. But this we know, that you have called us to be a witness of your love and grace. And we can do that wherever we meet. Whether it's here at Glenda Arnold, whether it's on the campus at Josephine Street and Highway 66, whether it is just in the shops, in the restaurants, in our schools, in our work, wherever. We pray that you renew our hearts and minds so that we can fully live in the promise that we are yours and that you are ours. So God, we lift this prayer up to you. In the name of Jesus, in the presence of Jesus, in the great power of Jesus our Lord. Amen.